Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. You might not guess that Michigan is a haven for seafood since we're so far from the ocean, but Michigan has long had thriving commercial fisheries, and aquaculture of fish and shrimp has grown by leaps and bounds in the last 30 years. So what does the future hold for the state's seafood industry? That's the focus of the first annual Michigan Seafood Summit, taking place tomorrow at MSU's Kellogg Conference Center. I talked with Summit organizer and director of Michigan Sea Grant, Jim Diana, yesterday about seafood in the Great Lakes State. We started out talking about what sets the aquaculture industry apart from traditional commercial fishing.
Aquaculture is essentially farming fish and other organisms. So it's growing them under controls, often in a pond or a separate building, rather than catching them in the wild from natural populations.
How important is the seafood industry, both commercial fishing and aquaculture, to Michigan's economy?
I think it's important, but it could be much more important. Aquaculture probably is a level of production around $2 million a year, so not a huge industry. Seafood industry is larger than that. I couldn't give you exact numbers, but I would guess over $10 million a year. And both could be quite a bit larger, I think, if we were more strategic in how we did that.
Are these two industries competing for the same customers, or do they focus on different markets?
Largely, they focus on different markets. The aquaculture industry in Michigan is largely rainbow trout. To some degree, there's things like tilapia and shrimp. The seafood market for commercial catch is mainly whitefish, also lake trout. To some degree, other species like chubs and herring and a few things like perch, but those are fairly small in their total harvest. And to be honest, all of those probably could have a lot more production without really affecting the market.
Jim Diana is our guest. He's the director of the Michigan Sea Grant and a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. We're talking about the future of the seafood industry here in Michigan. You've suggested that this could be a lot bigger. What needs to happen in order for this sector to grow?
Well, the bigger place for growth would be aquaculture because it doesn't really rely on wild populations to support it. And really, it has to grow like an industry rather than what it is now, which is more or less a mom-and-pop type of business. What I mean by an industry is we would need to start producing young fish or invertebrates here that we could stock in ponds or into raceways. We would need to have a better marketing system for the crops we established. We'd need to have a better disease diagnosis and treatment system than currently exists. And so it really would have to be a lot more like what agriculture has, where, you know, the person growing the crop would just grow the crop and all the other parts would be handled by other businesses.
What kind of facilities do you need to do aquaculture?
It varies a lot. So most of the world's aquaculture, probably about half of it, is done in outdoor ponds, mostly in the tropics, however. And you could move from there to indoor facilities that would have either long raceways, they're called, where water flows through and is discharged into natural waters, or tanks that recirculate and treat the water and continue to reuse it. And there's even aquaculture where you circulate the water through vegetable crops like lettuce to take the nutrients out and then use it again for fish. Hmm. And then the final is cages out in open water areas.
Is Michigan well suited for this expansion? I would think being surrounded by water and with so many lakes and rivers, it would be, is it?
Absolutely. In my mind, it's a perfect thing to expand in Michigan. We have the water, as you just mentioned. We have the agricultural history, so it's not like agriculture is unusual to us. And we have the commercial fishing industry, which has fish processing and other kinds of facilities already in place. So really, there's a great opportunity to move in with reasonably small impacts overall on what has to happen first.
Is this idea getting the attention of economic developers at the state level?
I think it is. So we started, you know, we being a whole group of people, including Michigan Sea Grant, started trying to promote aquaculture strongly a few years ago. And we've gotten a lot of interest. We're seeing more permits being approved for facilities. We're seeing more interest in developing new facilities through groups like the Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development. And we're also seeing more investment opportunities from companies like Canadian companies wanting to move into culturing fish in the Great Lakes.
There's been some pushback against the idea of aquaculture because of the fear that it could introduce invasive species into the environment. The introduction of Asian carp into the Mississippi River system happened when the species escaped from fish farms in the southeast. Is there a risk of introducing a potentially harmful species to the Great Lakes through aquaculture?
It's a possibility if we decided to culture something that was, you know, exotic. And I would not be really in favor of that. I think that we should be trying to grow things that are either native here or well established here, like the example of rainbow trout, which are already throughout the state anyway. But invasive species, in my mind, is something we really need to pay attention to. And I think everybody agrees with that, including the aquaculture industry.
Jim Diana is the director of Michigan Sea Grant and a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. We're talking about the future of the seafood industry here in Michigan. Can you talk to us about the sustainability of aquaculture as opposed to commercial fishing?
So there's such very different industries that, you know, sustainability is measured in very different ways. I think in the aquaculture example, some of the things you've already mentioned, like concerns about introducing exotic species, about causing pollution in the water by the effluents that are discharged, causing diseases, those are the kinds of things most people think about for sustainability. But to be honest, you know, there are other issues as well, like how much energy does it take, how many greenhouse gases or other things are emitted. And in a lot of those characteristics, aquaculture outperforms agriculture for the production of animal crops. For example, it's way more efficient from energy, greenhouse gases, or any of those measures compared to beef or even pork, and comparable to chicken in most cases.
Are any of the native fish to Michigan, are the populations of any Michigan native fish dwindling to a point where you're concerned?
Oh, sure. Not necessarily commercial fish, although the bloater is one example of a fish that goes up and down in abundance and currently seems to be at a low level in abundance.
The bloater?
Bloater chub. It's if you ever had smoked chubs, that's usually what they are or were.
Okay.
And it's one that seems to cycle in population abundance kind of somewhat independently of fishing even. At times they're very abundant, times low. But also the herring in some areas is quite reduced, and there's even interest in reintroducing them into areas like Grand Traverse Bay. So those species have declined, but their decline was probably a variety of conditions, and I think overfishing was probably the least of their worries compared to all the pollution problems that occurred throughout the Great Lakes.
I'm wondering if there's a geographical dynamic to this. Would you say that aquaculture has greater potential in a rural area as opposed to an urban area or not?
There are a lot of people promoting urban aquaculture, but I do think rural is the, you know, easiest place to see a real change because, and, you know, to be honest, in much of our rural areas, they're still suffering somewhat in terms of employment and economic opportunity. So thinking of coastal communities, especially in places like the Upper Peninsula, might be perfect places for aquaculture development.
Jim, how do you see Michigan seafood industry evolving here? What do you anticipate over, say, the next 10 years?
I would see a change in commercial fishing from the point of view of an expansion into some of the species where currently we're not seeing much harvest. There's always the problem with the commercial fishing industry that it has to deal with Native American fishing rights, and so, you know, how much it's going to change versus, you know, the state license versus commercial fishing is a good question. In terms of aquaculture, I would think initially I'd like to see expansion in the rainbow trout facilities, but ultimately moving into species like whitefish and maybe walleye as well. And I think all of those are capable in our climate and good candidates for us to use compared to trying to bring in a tropical fish and then create a high temperature for them to exist in, which is costly at least.
Who do you hope will attend the seafood summit then?
I would hope anybody who's interested in seafood, from people who want to start new businesses, because there'll be a lot about the businesses there, to people who are in business and want to learn better ways of, say, processing or marketing their catch, to people who are just interested and own a restaurant or a market and want to be involved in the local food movement and thinking about local seafood as a part of that, to just the general public who like fish.
We've been talking about the future of Michigan's seafood industry. Our guest today has been Jim Diana, Director of Michigan Sea Grant. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
This segment was produced with support from the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism and the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation. You can hear more about food systems innovation on the center's Food Fix podcast at foodfixpodcast.podomatic.com.